ओम शांति। लवली टू सी इंग्रिड आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स एंड नाइस टू सी यू ऑल। आई बीन सीइंग यू समटाइम्स इन शक्ति भवन, समटाइम्स इन द बिग गैदरिंग, बट नाइस टू सी यू क्लोजर। Really, it's just to say hello and connect and see if everything's okay. I know that through the day it's very warm, but the mornings are very cool. You managing okay with that? Yeah, you came well prepared. In fact, the cold has started here just very recently, and it should have started much earlier. Because at the end of October, the temperatures were as if it was still May, which means 40s. But downstairs anywhere is much, much hotter than here. You would have seen that last night. When I was meeting the people who had come to say hello before going for Baba's Milan, I saw them with their shawls and cardigans and jackets. And I thought, my goodness, you're going to get very hot. And I'm sure they did. But if you dress with layers, you can peel one off after the other. It's nice to be in a small group, right? Yeah? All of you chose November because now you've come to understand that October is very busy and very full, and December and January are very cold, and then from February on it's very busy. So November is a very sweet time to come. You catch all the Madhubanavasis not so pressured, more relaxed, but also here in Gyanstra where a lot of space to go here and there and everywhere. So any question that you may have? You'll have to get a microphone.
How is your health?
Good, much better. Like last night, I didn't think it would be very serviceable to sit on the stage and be blowing my nose, but also spreading germs everywhere. So I watched Baba from the room, Shakti Bhavan, but much, much better. Thank you. Everyone's good wishes and all the different medications I've been getting. The thing about the Brahmin family is that you get lots and lots of different varieties of medication, which is lovely. Love and concern. So that was quick. No other question? Who's leaving in the next couple of days? Oh, a lot. Okay. Those who are not from the UK, except Manchester can come, but those who represent their countries, one per country who are leaving, can see me at the end just for a moment. But who's staying on? Some are here for peace of mind. And so, no, not peace of mind, inner peace, inner power. And so you've just arrived, and so you'll definitely be staying on. Good. That's it? Nothing else you want to say? No? Okay.
Om Shanti, I have a question. It's about Gyan. But it's in my mind, like, because Baba, Shri Baba, he says he only uses the body of Brahma, only. But the reality, no, like, after 69, he was coming in the Vigulsar. So, that is my big, big doubt.
The role of that Vigulsar is very different. With Brahma Baba, it was two souls working together. And Baba often speaks about that. He spoke about that a few days ago also, that, what was it yesterday, even in the Murali, that sometimes it's me, sometimes it's this one. And so it's a real partnership. With Tadikulzar, it's a trance role in which she becomes totally unaware, and so she's got no idea that Shiv Baba has come or that Bap Dada has come. And of course then it's for a limited few hours, even though it might be early days, it was many hours, but still it was you start and you finish, that's it. But with Brahma Baba, it was all the time. Baba present there with Shiv Baba all the time. And the other big, big difference is that there's been no new information given to us after Brahma Baba left, because Baba told us that when Shiv Baba came on the 21st of January 1969, and my good fortune that I happened to be there, and Baba said, the 18 chapters of the Gita have been given already. And what's going to happen now is revision. And further, Baba will come to meet you, entertain you, and be with you. That's it. So, completely, completely different role. And so, definitely the role of Tadikulzar, very precious. But no new information has come through that. The things that Baba and Mamma were able to achieve through their own depth of understanding of Sakar Muralis enabled them to become Karmatit without hearing a single Avyakt Murali. They didn't hear any Muralis and they became Karmatit. And actually I would even add to that Dada Vishwakishore. He also became Karmatit without hearing any Avyakt Muralis. So it's a very special, beautiful role that has sustained us hugely, especially the double foreigners. In India, of course, within most of the classes that I meet now, if I ask who met Sakar Baba, it's 1%, if that. Usually it's just the teacher in charge or the zone in charge who's met Sakar Baba. And even there, sometimes zone in charges haven't met Sakar Baba, so certainly their students haven't. But that's about it. The class students haven't met Brahma Baba. So that whole role of Avyakt, in a way, it was very, very beneficial for service abroad, but also for Baba's children everywhere. But if you think about our fortune, the number of times we had the chance to take this drishti from Baba, and of course before 88, the opportunities to meet Baba personally and have blessings from Baba personally. Bharatvasis never came up in a line to take blessings from Baba in that way. Then it was a very small special group, sometimes it would happen, but not usually. And it was really double foreigners who had maximum benefit from Avyakt Baba, I would say. How many of you had personal meetings with Baba? 1, 2, 3. Several. Gee.
So it's a bit connected to this topic. And so I am there to ask the question. It is about, I hear that sometimes souls say that in the Avyakt Murali, this is mainly Brahma Baba who give the teachings. But we don't have any indicator that we could say this is Shiv Baba or this is Brahma Baba in the Avyakt Murali who give the teachings. So I wanted to know if you have a thought about this.
In a recent Murali, Baba was talking about his experience with gurus and the Shivaling in Karachi and things like this, in Kashmir, not Karachi, in Kashmir. And then Shiv Baba said, these are the experiences of Brahma Baba, and he's sharing those experiences. I don't have those experiences, so I don't share that. So from that one sentence, you can see that where Baba's talking about the human level, now that is Brahma Baba. and where it's things that Brahma Baba himself did not know about, the cycle, the three worlds, the definition of soul, the definition of God, all of these things are directly from Shiv Baba. But in fact, you don't need to think too much about it and say, this is this, this is this. Why? Because, yes, Shiv Baba is the seed of the tree. But even Brahma Baba, the memorial of him has been shown as holding all the Vedas in his hands. So out of all human beings, the one who has the most understanding of spiritual truth is Brahma Baba. And so if Brahma Baba is speaking, I'm happy to hear him and to know whatever it is he's saying and sharing. Yeah? So don't worry too much. It's reminding me of a question we put to Dadi Gulzar when she came. I've forgotten the year, maybe it was 1995, something like that. But it was the year in which just a few weeks earlier there had been a terrorist attack in London. And this was by not the, there were lots of different things that happened with terrorists, but this was people from Ireland, from the IRA. And it was a lot of people who died, both in the buses and also on the tube train network. And soon after that, Dadi Gulzar came. And Mike George was interviewing Dadi, and I was translating for her. And so he asked her the question, what help can we give to all the people who've left suddenly and have left families behind? They've left a lot of sorrow behind them. What can we do? And Dadi's answer was, we should find ways in which they can get to know Baba. And so Mike asked, which Baba? And she looked at him blankly and she said, Baba. And so then he asked again, Daddy, which Baba do you remember when you meditate? And again she said, Baba. And so she wasn't willing to say, this is Shiv Baba, this is Brahma Baba, but both together. And of course the role of Brahma Baba also only began when Shiv Baba had come. And the role of Shiv Baba only came into action at that time, and Brahma Baba also became Brahma Baba only after Shiv Baba had come. So the two roles are very deeply connected together. Yeah, microphone here.
Recently, Sudesh Didi was explaining that Mama and Baba both worked on themselves, and I asked her what does that mean? Because I had the doubt that maybe that was different understanding of work on yourself then and now. Do you have an idea what they did?
Shiv Baba would inspire Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba would work with Mama. I'll give you a simple example. Mama's work internally, that's the work that we are all doing. But the work in connection with everybody else, Brahma Baba gave Mama the signal that everybody had come in their fancy clothes, their silks and chiffons and so on and so on. And so at some point early on in Karachi, Baba said to Mama, Mama, there should be a uniform so that then nobody has to think about fancy clothes or anything like that, because they didn't know they were going to come into white or anything like that. And so it was then Mama who sat with a group of Kumaris, the 60 Kumaris who were with her in Kunj Bhavan, and she said to them, we are now yogis, and do you think we should have a uniform? And they all said yes. Now what sort of uniform should it be? So she worked with them to create the system of not just white clothes, but also these blouses. In India, widows very often wear white, now a tradition that's also fading. Now their children tell them, you don't need to be in mourning and you don't need to be doing this. So white clothes is not an issue, but they usually wear either half-sleeved or little cap sleeves. They don't usually wear sleeveless, but it's very simple. And yes, and they have their midriff there. Somebody told me the reason for this is so that they can get the sunshine and vitamin D. Literally, a sister just about 10 days ago said this to me. That the tradition in India is this, so that because getting the sunshine here is very important. I just smiled. I wasn't about to argue with her. But then Mama just introduced the whole idea of full sleeves and so on. So Papa didn't speak to the Kumaris directly and say, this is what I want you to do. He just gave a signal to Mama. And then the other thing is when, for a fact, Baba had wanted Daddy Janki to become the nurse for the Yajna, and he didn't approach her directly, he told Mama. And of course, in practical terms also, it was much easier because Baba was in Clifton, which is quite a distance away from where Kunj Bhavan is. So they didn't meet Baba every day by any means. So Baba told Mama, and Mama said to Daddy, that this is what Baba's asking you. And for a moment there was a flicker, and Mama picked it up and said, what's the problem? And she said, well, I don't know that I have the physical strength to actually do the job. And Mama said, well, if Baba gives a task, he also gives the power with which to be able to do the task. And when I saw Kunj Bhavan, now a school, I could see why she had that question in her mind, because the ground floor is reception and the staircase that Daddy often talks about, standing on top of the stairs, Baba, and talking to all of them. And the kitchen is downstairs. And then you go up a flight of stairs and there's the classroom. Then you go another flight of stairs and there's the bedrooms. And that's where the nurses' quarters were, the patients. Whatever you call it, the emergency room, first aid room, whatever. So, metal buckets, I don't know if you've ever picked up a metal bucket, it's anyway heavy, just itself it's heavy. And then when it's filled with hot water, and you try carrying that up one flight of stairs, another flight of stairs, and you've seen the photograph in which Daddy Janki is sitting in a dress, she's not even in a sari or anything. She's sitting in a dress on top of many sacks. And this was when they were loading all the luggage onto the ship to come from Karachi to Oka Harbour. And all the things were being collected. And so she's sitting there. And if I look at that photograph, I'd say she was just 15 years old. But in fact, by that time, she would have been in her late 20s or even early 30s, because that time that they were in Karachi was 14 years. And so even if she was 15, or she was 19 when she came to Baba actually, but so she looked very young even then. And so for this little girl to be carrying a bucket of water, especially hot water, not so easy. But this is how Baba and Mama worked together. Or if Mama saw that there was a buzz going around the girls about anything, then she'd report that to Baba and say, well, this is what they're saying, or this is what they're thinking. What should I say to them? And so it was a two-way communication. Everyone content? Yes? Not getting a yes? Good. So stay well, look after yourselves, and make sure that if there's somebody in your room who's not so well, you take care of them also. And next year's calendar for GRC is almost all fixed already. So many of you will be coming there, I'm sure, for some occasion or another. So we'll be meeting over the next several months. Okay, there's somebody here.
Om Shanti. I have a question. How to remove fear or feeling of fear in your life for anything that it may happen or may not happen? you know, because we, I mean, we all of us go through that stage at some time in life, whether it's in personal life, official life, or in relationship.
The most important thing is the practice of soul consciousness, because I don't know how many of you have actually had that experience, but if you're practicing soul consciousness through the day, and then when you sit in yoga, you actually feel how I, the soul, is eternal, immortal, then you know that the soul is never going to die. And that feeling, not just the theory, but the feeling of being immortal, eternal, is very powerful. And so you know that you're forever. And in terms of illness and whatever, I have the faith that whatever karma I haven't settled will come to be settled, and most often it comes to be settled through illness. But I also know that if I've been following Srimad, then I know that Baba's there to help me. But also, I have friends, those with whom I've been serving and cooperating with, and they'll be there to help me also. And this is what we've seen with the Dadis. It was as if Baba would send the right person with the right qualifications at the right time, who could then give Dadi the support that she needed. And there were so many willing to help and serve her that the list was endless. And it's not just true of the Dadis. I'm thinking about a sister called Leslie, who developed MS, multiple sclerosis. And she was told about a year and a half before she actually left that this disease has come and it's going to carry on and it's going to get worse and worse. And so the first thing she did was write a letter to Baba and give it to Dadi about all the mistakes she'd made since Gyan. And it was incredibly honest. And she just said in the letter that she knew that Dadi would be reading it. It was to Baba, but through Dadi. And in that letter, she opened by saying that she wanted to clear the account of whatever was not so clear and clean. And so she wrote everything. But the number of people who wanted to help and support her was more than hours of the day. And another case in London, a person called Naisha, many would have known him, he was a singer and very, very good person. And again, he developed cancer, and there were more people wanting to help than we needed. So I've just been true to Baba, followed Srimad. I don't need to worry. There'll be enough help available. Karma and drama has its own way of working it out. So just focus on what I need to do today, rather than have any worries about the future. Okay, it's time to actually go up. What I suggest is you write your questions and give them to Sister Aruna, and she'll ask your questions during the session we have upstairs, because we'll be needing to leave in just a few minutes. Okay, so let's have a moment and we'll then go up.